Hawaii's farmers are among the latest groups to feel economic pain from the COVID-19 pandemic. Local farmers are experiencing a cash crunch, according to Brian Miyamoto with the Hawaii Farm Bureau. He says a wide range of crops have seen a decline in sales due to the economic shutdown.
Aquaculture, mac nut, coffee, herbs, papaya, and pineapple, they are highly dependent on the tourism industry, food service industry, and the export industry. Many of them have hit some really tough times.
The closure of hotels, restaurants, and retail shops has caused major markets for Hawaii-grown produce to dry up. Miyamoto says sales are down 40 to 50% for the state's largest farms. As an example, he cites 200,000 pounds of papaya on Hawaii Island that don't have a buyer. That loss of revenue now will have a lasting impact on local farmers in the future.
If they don't have an income, they cannot purchase the seeds, the water, the fuel for their tractors, pay their leases, pay their labor. Our farmers need capital now.
The Farm Bureau is asking the state to reopen shuttered farmers markets, increase purchases of locally grown crops, and provide subsidies to growers impacted by the shutdown. Under its multi-trillion dollar rescue package, Congress gave the USDA more than $9 billion to help struggling farmers. But Miyamoto says local producers still don't know when that money will be available. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.